there's this thing where you wake up in the morning and you pack up your bag and you collect all of your belongings and you tie up your laces and off you go and you walk. You've got everything with you. So that's a remarkable amount of freedom for you to only walk as far as you would like, to stop wherever you would like, because you don't really have to rely on anything else. Because there's a very strong rhythm and routine on the Camino. There's rules that help establish that, like you can only stay one night in the albergues, the dormitory style accommodation. You know, you want to walk a certain distance each day. I first started writing some scenes that helped capture that rhythm. Hello, my name's Sarah and I'm a playwright, a theatre artist and a lecturer in drama. I've recently written a play called Blister that's all about walking the Camino de Santiago. I'm really looking forward to sharing it with people. I had heard about the Camino a few years prior to 2016. And at the first time I heard about it, it seemed like something that would be completely beyond my capability. That's a nice thing, but it's not something that I could ever do. There's a film that is fairly well known for being a lot of people's introduction to the Camino. It's called The Way. And so I saw that film and that got me inspired to think about it again. And it was just this niggling thought that I had and it wouldn't go away. I was like, oh, that'd be pretty cool. So this was another thing that was like, yes, okay, the Camino, I wonder if I could do that. Because I had just been studying verbatim theatre, I felt like the Camino would be this fantastic melting pot of stories from people from all over the world. Like, how does somebody just decide to give up 6 weeks of their life and walk the Camino from all over the world? Like, what is it that leads people to that decision to say, yep, I'm going to go and walk 800 kilometres across a foreign country?